Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Michelle in the morning.
And what's something that's perfectly legal, but it feels illegal while you're doing it? 535-9100. I'll go first. This is how this came up because I was talking to my husband about it. Ripping some bananas off of a bunch of bananas at the grocery store just because I don't want that many. I never want a whole bundle of bananas, yet for some reason, if I see a Kroger employee or like the person that's assigned to the produce walking by, I will be embarrassed. I feel as if I'm doing something wrong. I will wait till they walk away to rip off the two bananas that I want, even though I know it's totally fine to take a couple of bananas from the bunch. I don't know. I feel like it's wrong ruining the bunch, and I will wait to rip off the two pieces of banana that I want. I don't know if that's a me thing, but that's something for me that I know is perfectly legal and fine to do, but it just feels illegal while you're doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I do the same thing, because a lot of times you're either do I buy one banana or do I buy six? You know,
I
and
can't
I really
buy
only,
six.
I really only want one or two, so I like you, I'll rip off one. But what I feel is illegal that's actually legal that I do is grocery store related. And we'll have to kind of go back pre-pandemic for this because we're not really doing that right now. But going to Costco and sampling the food all the way through the store, taking some of the samples and just like making a meal out of it. I know that's legal, but I feel guilty that I'm just taking advantage of the free samples.
They offer it.
I know, but I still feel guilty about it. I was like, gosh, I am stuffed, and I had just had my lunch at Costco, all these free samples. Now I got to go buy my $500 worth of food and whatever else I bought, you know?
I feel you on that. And the perfect timing on this, there is actually a list out of the top things that people do that feels illegal while they're doing it, but it's perfectly legal. And I'm curious if anybody can guess the top three. Kara in Memphis, what's something that's perfectly legal, but it feels illegal while you're doing it?
Driving and turning your inside car light on.
Yes! Yes! I've always been told that that's wrong and that you can get pulled over for it when I was young.
Me too. But then when I grew up, I found out that that was a lie.
Yeah.
And even still, knowing that it's okay, I get nervous and anxious whenever I turn the car light on.
Me too! I don't know why!
Brittany in Senatobia, what is actually legal but feels illegal when you do it?
When I go into a grocery store and I get absolutely nothing and walk out. I feel like they're looking at me like, did she steal something? What's going on? I feel guilty.
I know, and I feel the same way you do. And sometimes I'm like, well, I need to buy at least a pack of gum or something.
Right, it's just something little to say, okay, yes, I came in here for something.
I feel that way even when I go shopping at a retail store and I look around forever and then walk out and don't buy anything.
Yes. Any store you go into, it's like you feel like you have to buy something.
So before I get to the top three things that people feel it's wrong to do, even though it's perfectly legal, I want to go to Facebook and read some of the comments we're getting here because they're funny. Morgan said, for me, it's walking into the bank with a mask on. Now I feel like I'm going to rob the joint.
I know. It's so funny now because I wonder if people are going to just start wearing face masks to rob a bank to kind of blend in.
Yeah, absolutely. Or John said, how about passing a police car that's driving well below the speed limit? It freaks me out. And I can say I feel the same way. My heart always starts pounding when that happens and my eyes stay glued to the speedometer and my hands are going 10 and 2, 10 and 2, 10 and 2, even though the police officer is the one that's driving really slow.
I am right there with you. I do the same thing.
All right, so here are your top three answers for what's something that is perfectly legal but feels illegal while you're doing it. Number three, using a gas station bathroom without buying anything. Guilty, I do it all the time.
No, I feel bad. It's like, oh, well, I guess I got to buy something on the way out of the bathroom because, you know, I feel guilty if I don't.
Yep, when you got to go, though, you got to go. Number two, trying to break into your own home when you're locked out.
Yes, I've had to climb over my back porch a couple times because I've locked the front door on accident.
And you know if somebody's looking at you going, what in the world is he doing?
My neighbor saw me do it one day. They're like, don't you live there? Like, what happened? I was like,
right?
Long story.
And the number one thing that's perfectly legal, but people feel wrong or illegal while they're doing it, taking too many napkins from a restaurant so you can use them as tissues later.
I just thought of something else. Taking extra ketchup or condiments from a restaurant.
I take extra napkins. I take extra condiments. I take extra, like, Equal and Stevia. And even at the grocery store, if I need some extra bags, I'll take some extra bags if I need them.
And full disclosure, I'm going to admit it right now. I take extra ketchup at Chick-fil-A because I love their little ketchup packets.
Oh, they're so good.
I know. Guilty.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.